people talk about.
I was just going to, even though you've had the preseason and the offseason, is it still reasonable to expect a little bit of time for the transition from a 4-3 to a 3-4?
It's going
to
take a lot more than a little bit. I don't think you can do it in four preseason games that our starters have probably played a total of maybe 129 snaps, something like that. You know, we'll be a work in progress. We're trying to get better every week. And for us, it's important to start fast, and we keep saying that, and minimize mistakes.
When people talk about the difference in the preseason, the regular season, obviously the preseason is about just handling a lot of one-on-one matchups without game planning, stuff like that. How much will the game plan impact how much better the defense can be if you haven't been winning your share of one-on-ones or haven't been making the tackles that weren't made in preseason?
Well, I think what happens is, for me, I learn what they do best, and I will call a different game than I've been calling, because I just want to see how we react to whatever I call. Now the call will be tailored to, obviously, what Kansas City does best, and then also what I think we do best. So, again, if you're expecting us to come out and look like the 2005 Steelers that led the league and everything, we're not going to be that in their first game. We will be a work in progress. We're getting better. We can see it. The players are more focused than they have been the whole offseason to the point. So you'll see the improvement. But now, are we going to come check Kansas City out? I don't think we will.
You expect they come in with some ideas like, hey, Derek Morgan's playing in space sometimes now. We're going to get Jamaal Charles out there and make him make a play against him.
You've been in Kansas City already, huh? If they will tell me what they're going to do, I guarantee you we'll have a really good game plan. But I expect them to do something different. If you've ever seen Andy Reid's offenses, Coach Reid, you'll see he's diversified. He's a disciple of Bill Walsh. So they will get Jamaal out in space. They will put DeAnthony in the game. And is he a halfback? Is he a wide receiver? Where is he going to line up? So they will present some problems, some challenges that we haven't seen. But if you go back to the history of Coach Reid, you'll see it's a West Coast-style offense, and that means halfback out, quick five-step rhythm passing, and, Alex Smith has done a great job. And the thing I think he doesn't get credit for is his ability to keep the play alive with his athleticism.
You mentioned the fact, Coach, that the starters have only played 129 snaps and that your defense takes a long time to get their feet underneath them. You at all regret the fact that maybe those guys hadn't played more in the preseason? You wish they'd had more opportunity to get that experience that you feel they need?
We're gonna go to Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium, and we'll be ready to play. We're making no excuses. We'll get better as the season goes along, just as I think Kansas City thinks the same thing. Jamaal Charles took 3 snaps. I don't know if Coach Reid is saying, man, I wish he was in there for more than snaps. I know he's a veteran in their group, but you also can't wear your guys out where you start fast and you fade because of the amount of snaps. I think we're right on pace where we want to be. We're going to get better as the season goes on, which most people want to do.
You've been around Quentin Groves a lot over the years. I mean, why was he a good fit here? What's he bring to this defense?
Passion, knowledge. I think the biggest thing that he brings is he's been on the street. He understands how precious this game is. It's not given to everybody. Everybody just can't walk up and say, I'm going to be an NFL football player. It was taken away from him. And it's so precious to him. He understands the importance of every snap.
Does his presence or him walking in the door get a guy's attention, like maybe a Key Mayers who hadn't been out on the street, maybe needs a little bit of a jump start, you think? Or should it serve as a little bit of a wake-up call to a guy like that?
I hope what it does is validate what I've talked about. I talk about former players because I think when you use NFL players' names versus just, well, you got to do it because. Well, why? If you're talking to your kid, don't touch it. Why? Well, he's been out there. He can actually tell you, guys, it's precious. It's going to end someday. Value every play. And I think that's what's so important about his message.
How many strokes you give him in a golf game? He said that you were way better than he is. But that
I am way better. I am. I wouldn't play with him. I'm way better than him.
You mentioned the fact Alex Smith has been sort of referred to as sort of a game manager. But from what you described, he's more than that. How would you describe him as a quarterback?
A winner. First and foremost, he wins games. It doesn't matter if they scored 44 points against the Indianapolis Colts. He can put points on the board, and he can also win games 13-10. So I think what he does is Coach Reid probably says, here's what our game plan is, depending on who we're playing. Go take care of the game plan for us and win. So he's a winner for me. He's athletic. He knows where to throw the ball, how to throw the ball. He's smart, and he's pretty rich as of last week.
Why is Blady a better fit on the outside than Cody?
We're going to move guys around. I'm not saying one is better than the other. This week, that's what we're going to do. Now, next week when we play the Dallas Cowboys, it might be better if we do something different.
Okay.
How confident are you and your guys heading into the opener?
Extremely. Extremely. This is our group of guys that we're going to put on for our Tennessee Titan fans. Extremely confident in our guys.
When you say work in progress, how, mm-hmm. how long does it really take for the guys to get a feel for this defense?
I don't want to put a timetable in there. Somebody come back and say, well, you said this. Mm-hmm. But typically it takes about 8 games for them to go, oh, I don't have to worry about what I do anymore. I just want to worry about what they do. And we've had a good week of practice with guys focusing more on Kansas City and less on Tennessee, if that makes sense.
Yeah. With no Dwayne Bowe, does it make it easier for the defensive guys to maybe have more of a focus on Jamal, being that he is a lot of their offense?
I don't know if it makes it easier for us, because I think what happens is in Kansas City, they're saying, hey, somebody's got to step up. So you get guys' best effort beyond what they would normally do, because they would probably say, well, Dwayne will make this play, Jamal will make this, Alex will make this, somebody will make the play, but if they're not there, I've got to step up. You know, they're missing an offensive tackle too, where they're going to say, somebody's got to step up. So I'm sure their mantra is all in, what they're going to do.
A lot of guys yesterday were talking about Jamal Charles and containing him. Well, you know, it'd be very hard to shut down.
No, I don't think you can.
Charles, but yeah, is there a good definition of containing, mm-hmm. Jamal Charles? Mm-hmm.
Less than 100 yards rushing. I think if you can hold him under 100 yards rushing, you've done your job. Because I would assume Coach Reed wants to run the ball to take pressure off the offensive line, take the pressure off Alex so he doesn't get hit. So a 100-yard barometer would be a pretty good stat for one of the best, if not the best, back in the AFC.
And that includes receiver, or does that...
No, just rushing, just on the ground. Okay. I can't control when they throw it to him.
So you're saying, that means you're going to be happy if he gets 98?
Sure.
Is that right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. You know something? And this is all honesty. If we win the game, I really don't care what he gets. Now, when I get on the plane, I'll be concerned about what he gets. But first and foremost, you know, you got to find a way to win the game. They're precious. And the gold standard kind of in the NFL is 100 yards. And, okay, you know, for him, you know, he's one of the premier backs in the league.
And I know you've talked about tackling, and it's obviously been sloppy here. It's probably been, mm-hmm. sloppy a lot of places in the preseason. That's not something you can snap your fingers, I guess, just have it fixed. I mean, how do you know that guys will respond and be better Sunday, and that you just preach technique? And
you do. You preach in today's NFL with the way the rules are. You preach technique. You can't go for shots. You got to be a wrap-up tackler. And really what you want is a bunch of white and blue jerseys to the ball, where I've got my brother's back. You know, if he misses one, don't worry about it. I'm right behind you. And that's really the mark of a good defense, is when somebody does miss, you've got a bunch of, you know, fellow teammates there.
How's Brandon Harris fit in your D? I mean, what were you envision him?
Learning the defense? I don't know. I hope not till next year, if you ask me honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I hope not till next year.
Just because you feel like you guys you got now, you can...
And I know them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you told me we could play with our starting three, it means... Yeah. You know, we're doing a good job.
Coach, when you look at Kansas City's O-line on tape, either mm-hmm. preseason or last mm-hmm. year, your thoughts on kind of overall perspective of that line, what strengths they have?
Well, right now I don't know, because they're playing, really, the only guy that's in place is the center. You know, they've moved Fisher around. Stevenson has a suspension. New players in. So how do you evaluate when they've had changing lineups all throughout the preseason? You can't go back to last year and say, okay, well, here's what we're going to get. They're athletic. They will understand the system. And really, the thing about them, I believe, is they don't have to block long because of their press stress play. They probably call it a boss. When they run their boss press outside, Jamal will find the hole for them. So I'm sure they're saying, hey, guys, get a hat on a hat, block them, and let Jamal beat the guy. So they're in a little flux, too. I'm sure they have a few questions. I'm sure somebody's in Kansas City right now asking Coach Reed, what's your O-line? What's your O-line? Who's going to start? What are you going to do? How are you going to do? So every team has some question marks going into the first game. And as they progress, as we progress, you'll figure out these guys can do this best, and you try to tailor the game towards that.
Another guy who's rich as of last week is Jarrell Casey. I mean, you sign mm-hmm. off on that deal, or obviously you may be able to pay some of the check. But he deserving of that contract? Has he progressed in this defense like you thought he would?
I think the Tennessee community is happy for him. He's a good man, not only on the – is he not a good player? He's a very good man in the community. Yeah. And he transcends beyond just what a football player is. He's very visible in the community. He's well-spoken. He wants to be a Tennessee Titan. And that's kind of what you want, I think, as one of your faces of the team, a guy that not only is a good player, but he's a good man and a good community leader.
he sets his goals high. You know, he's shooting for 20 sacks. And can he be that disruptive? And
we're going to give him every opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very high goal. I mean, the record's 22. So, and he's going to be on the field, and he's worthy of that kind of goal. Where, you know, why set a limit on you? I had 10 last year. I'll settle for 9 or 8.